Blog Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Backyard Lavish. This is Margaret Marshall, your host for the evening, and I have my co-host, Donna Robinson. Donna, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Good, good. Yeah, well, thank you for having me on, and I look forward to our special guest that's going to be coming on tonight, and really excited to learn more about Remember the Sarge and the play.
All right. Well, until our guests arrive, I just want to say hi to all the listeners. And as we say on the island, compliments of the season. And for the old-time islanders, they know that we started saying that on the 1st of December because we could actually feel the change in the temperature as it got to be December. You know, Donna, we have a trade wind that blows over the island. And I swear that in December, the breeze is just different. It usually gets a little cooler in the evening. And Christmas is such a wonderful time on the island. It really is, because we're very festive people and we love to party. And, you know, music is so important to us that, you know, we have a string of parties planned, office parties, and if you have friends who work with certain corporations, you get invited to those parties. So, you know, on the week of Christmas, I mean, you get nothing done because it's just party time. And we do have an extra holiday at Christmas time, which is Boxing Day. So we do, you know, have extra days to rest up and party some more. So Christmas, I want to say compliments of the season to all my listeners and to you, Miss Donna. And tonight, we are going to really get into the island festive mood because we have two guests that will be talking to us about an upcoming show here in Atlanta, Georgia, to benefit their organization, which is the Integrity Children's Fund. And we in the backyard are always excited to welcome guests who are supporting things at home. We have organizations that support things here also, but, you know, being away from home, we still have great memories, and it's great those of us who can reach back or look back and help the people who are needing help wherever we come from. So tonight I want to welcome my guest, Carl Chambers, who's president of the Integrity Children's Fund, and they're going to be filling us in on some of their goals and how this particular festive evening is going to be helping, as I say, to reach out to more children in Jamaica. And, you know, Donna, we're always excited about that.
Right.
We're also going to have the director of this production, who is also starring in the production. So this is exciting. And before I welcome my guest, I just want to tell you, Donna, that in the old days, you know, back in the days, as we say, we look forward to Christmas because we always had what we pantomimes. I'm not sure if they're still having them, but that's when we would have acting like what I think is going to be at this upcoming concert. So that's making me very excited because it is mostly done in the Jamaican dialect, and it's usually very funny, and there's a lot of laughter. And I, as a kid growing up, I know I looked forward to the pantomime, I mean, just so much. And it just gets you into this, to the Christmas mood. So I see that I have my first guest online, and I want to welcome him.
Can I? I want to interject something really quick,
sure.
Ms. Margaret.
Uh-huh.
First and foremost, I want to come back to some of the things that you said earlier in the show when you were talking about, you know, the holidays in Jamaica and, you know, just kind of sharing a little bit more of that with us. But also just wanted to say that in light of the Children's Fund and some of the things that they're doing, I think that it's really one of the things that was really impressive for me, and we're going to kind of just share this with everyone, that everyone can go to integritychildrensfund.com and, you know, of course, obtain additional information from their website. And I think that, you know, for those people that like to do their due diligence, that's a great thing to do, is just go there yourself and read for yourself about the organization under integritychildrensfund.com. And, of course, our site that we're part of is backyardlabberish.com, and that's a part of what is the Blog Talk Radio is backyardlabberish.com. And we always want to invite everyone to go there. But if you go to integritychildrensfund.com, one of the things that's really impressive, and really you can just put in Integrity Children's Fund, or you can even, what was really interesting for me was that I just put in Mr. Carl Chambers. You can Google it, and of course the last conversation that we had with him was September the 10th, and now, you know, here we are in December, but they were doing an event then, and it came up in Google, you know, the event that they had. But part of what was really impressive when it came up with Integrity Children's Fund is it started out with Integrity Children's Fund is a Christ-centered organization dedicated to changing lives of disadvantaged children of Jamaica by providing them an environment in which they may develop into healthy, educated, moral, and self-reliant adults. And then you, of course, could click to get more information under their site. But that alone was just so much about the organization, that, you know, they were reaching back to those that were disadvantaged, that they hadn't forgot about the children there, and they realized that they had to help the children to develop to be great adults, as those adults that are here that are doing these phenomenal things have become, understanding that it was through education and a Christ-centered environment that this would happen for them in Jamaica. So I just want to commend this organization on its continued efforts for the children, the disadvantaged children there in Jamaica, and providing them with this phenomenal environment that they've developed and that they support through these initiatives. And so back to you, Ms. Margaret.
All right. And it's well said, Donna. I could not have said it better myself. And now I would like to welcome Mr. Carl Chambers. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Ms. Margaret. And,
okay.
And hello to Donna as well. And thank you so much for your kind words.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, I want to welcome you. And I was telling our listeners earlier of the event you have coming up and how it reminds me. And I just want to tell all my listeners that might be tuning in for the first time, welcome to the Backyard Labberish. And one of the reasons both Donna and Mr. Chambers is saying Miss Margaret is because I'm a senior's senior. Right? Not even just a senior, but a senior senior. So they feel a little intimidated, I guess. However, I just want to tell you how I'm always inspired, you know, being a senior senior. I know from experience the importance of reaching out to the youth. I mean, the old folks we need to help them too. But, you know, we're on our way out, and the future belongs to the youth. And all of us, regardless of our age, we really need to get that and know that if we want to leave a mark and make the world a better place, we need to be supporting organizations and projects that are helping the youth all over the world, not just in my country or your country, but we need to get this consciousness growing among everybody, because that's what is important while we're here. Okay, you're on, Carl.
Well, thank you so much again. And Yes, you did mention that of your memories of being in Jamaica at Christmas time, and in fact, that's a special time in Jamaica where, you know, there's so many activities that we get involved in, to include the pantomime. And mm-hmm. we, Integrity Children's Fund, in fact, have been bringing our own little pantomime to Atlanta for the last 7 years with our annual Christmas concert. This, I believe, is now our eighth production, which has always been produced by Dr. Christopher Parker, who will be joining the call in another 10 minutes. So you'll get to hear from him on some of the actual artistic component of the show. So this is, in fact, you know, last weekend I was at a function with the Honorary Consul of Jamaica in Atlanta, Mr. Vin Martin, and he addressed the function, and he made reference to our concert that was coming up, and in his own words, he in fact said that this is in fact the premier Jamaican event in Atlanta at Christmas time, and that I thought was a compliment, and he certainly has been to several of our performances, and one of our more consistent and dedicated supporter for the Integrity Children's Fund. So yes, we're having our Christmas concert. It's entitled Joy to the World.
All right.
And it's in our dialect in Patois, to the world. And it's going to be held on December 14th, which is Sunday of next week, at 5 p.m. And it's going to be featuring Judy Mott, which is world famous. Judy, of course, sang with the great Bob Marley in the early days, and she's now a soloist on her own and performing gospel. So mm-hmm. Judy Mott will be coming up from Jamaica, courtesy of Air Jamaica, our chief sponsor, and she's going to be performing. Also performing is going to be John Williams, who has been to every single concert. John is a very talented musician. He, in fact, was a couple of years below me in school at Excelsior High School back in the 70s. And John plays a wicked violin. You know, he plays an electric violin, and when you hear reggae on a violin, it's amazing. And he plays, in fact, a melody of Bob Marley's music on his violin. So John is going to be there to perform as well. And then we have our own local entertainers, which is Sarge and the Pickney Dem. Sarge and the Pickney Dem is our local drama group headed by none other than Dr. Chris Parker, who is a medical doctor, but one who I thought, I've always felt, has missed his calling in life. He should really have been a stand-up comedian. But every once a year he gets the opportunity to, as an outlet in this concert, to display his fine artistic talent. So he's the writer, director, producer of the play, which is our little mini pantomime. And the Pickney Dem are, in fact, children of Jamaican parents living here in Atlanta. And it's amazing how gifted Chris Parker is. He's able to take kids who didn't know they could act and turn them into little actors and actresses.
Wow.
And so the Pickney Dem is about 15 kids. Some of them over the years have grown up. They're no longer Pickneys. You know, some of them are in the early 20s, but they're still part of the Pickney Dem. And they're going to be performing as well in a very humorous Christmas play.
Well, I just wanted to say do you know, Carl, that I have never heard of the concert, and I've been living in Atlanta since 1983. So the whole point is that even though, you know, things are going on, a lot of times other Jamaicans don't know about it. So I know that the platform we're using now helps to spread the word. I can see we have some people listening online. And, you know, the website is visited, the Blog Talk Radio website is visited from people all over the world, and they will hear our show and get a feel for what your organization is all about and the treat we're into, because I know how I enjoy the pantomimes. And by the way, I went online and booked my ticket. And I
wanted
to tell our listeners how easy it is just to go online and book your tickets. You know, it really is. A lot of people are afraid of doing those things online, but you know, you have a secure website, and I encourage them to just get it done.
Yes.
So
and you're right. And our website again is www.integritychildrensfund.org or .com. And it's a secure site in which you can purchase your tickets for the concert. I want to make a point here is that this year we have lowered the price for the tickets for the concert because of the state of the economy. You know, we're very mindful that, you know, the economy is in a...
We have to stretch the money.
Yeah, so we've reduced the price of the adult ticket by $5. It's now $15 because, Margaret, what's important is that this is a family event.
Right.
And we have always positioned it for the entire family. So it's fun to see you know, the parents and the young children coming out. It's clean, it's wholesome, and so we want to make it affordable for the family. The price for children, which is children under 12, is $10. What is also important to note here is that, you know, this year Jamaica won the Olympics. You know, we were certainly, as a very small nation, captured the hearts and minds of the entire world with our sprinters. And we're going to be honoring one of those sprinters at this concert, Miss Keron Stewart, who is a student in Alabama. And Keron is our special guest, and we're going to be recognizing and honoring her at the concert. So, you know, we're not just honoring our children in Jamaica, and I'll speak about that shortly, but, you know, we want to recognize, you know, the Jamaicans who have excelled on the sports field. And so Keron represents, you know, that tremendous Olympic team that did so well in Beijing this year.
Amen. Sure did. And made us all so proud. Now, I wanted to tell you a little bit about what I thought was very impressive on your website, because I know that as you mentioned, with the economy the way it is, a lot of people are really cutting back, or they have to. And one of the things I know that I personally have been sometimes challenged with is the fact that I might be giving to, you know, whatever I give to, and you're not really sure if the greater portion of it is going to the cause you're supporting, because the administrative costs in a lot of these operations, especially here in the United States, is so exorbitant. And I was very impressed with the fact that you stated about being, you know, having the highest standards of financial accountability and disclosure, which just tells me how it correlates with your name, the Integrity Children's Fund. That I'm just telling you the impressions I got as I went through your material.
And
it really shows when people are coming from the heart and doing the right thing.
And Margaret, I appreciate you saying that. You know, when we chose the name Integrity, that was done purposefully, because, you know, there's always a suspicion, you know, I'm giving this money, where is it going to go, and in whose pocket is it going to end up in? Let me say this. Integrity is a totally voluntary organization. We are a 501c3 charity registered with the IRS and registered in the state of Georgia. We have a voluntary board that runs the organization on a 12-month term. no one in the organization is paid a salary. We're all professionals in our own right, and we do this purely out of a need and a love to see our country grow and to help the what I call the forgotten children of Jamaica. One of the reasons why we have the concert in a high school auditorium is because we're reducing costs, and the high school auditorium comes at no cost to us, except we have to pay for the person who is going to be running the soundboard, but we keep the costs low, and by keeping our costs at the minimum, it means that we have more money to send to Jamaica,
right,
which is critical to us, because and what's also important, Margaret, is that what we give to the schools in Jamaica that we support is foreign exchange. We don't exchange it. We don't give it to them in Jamaican dollars. So at all times, they benefit from any movement of the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And because the Jamaican dollar does devalue,
and
so they're able to stay above inflation, mm-hmm. and be able to benefit from the funds that we provide for them. It's all about doing the right things.
Right, right. Well, another thing that impressed me too is the fact that you mentioned about the assistant in the payment of the teacher's salary. Because, when people get it. If your teachers are not well-paid and are not people who are passionate about what they're doing, there's no way they can do it right because they too are not coming from the heart. So the fact that that is one of the things you mentioned that is important to you, it tells me that, you really have this down right, and I want to commend you for that.
and what you said is correct. Without the teachers, there be no schools.
Right.
And so it's important to keep the teachers paid and therefore keep them, motivated and at the school. And so our focus when we support a school, the money that we send is purely for meeting, the salaries of teachers.
Right.
We do other projects, special projects, one-off projects. I remember 4 years ago after Hurricane Ivan, I believe it was, one of the schools in Trenchtown that we support was closed for about a week simply because they did not have water.
Wow.
And we thought that that was unacceptable, and we contracted a very reputable company in Jamaica to erect a 2,000-gallon water tank that the school now has in place. So in an emergency, they have water, and that was a special project that we fully sponsored and paid for.
Oh, that is wonderful. I see that we have a caller from 213 area code. Anytime you'd like to say hello or interact with us on the Backyard Labrish, just hit 1 on your keypad, and then we can announce you. If you want to be a silent listener, we still welcome you and hope you'll enjoy the Labrish. You're listening to Backyard Labrish. And our guest this evening is Mr. Carl Chambers from the Integrity Children's Fund that supports several schools and disadvantaged children in Jamaica. And this holiday season, they're taking us back home to the good old days with a wonderful production here in the Atlanta area. But any of our listeners from all over the world can support this wonderful organization by going to their website, which is www.integritychildrensfund.com or .org. Am I correct, Carl?
That's right, .com or .org. Either will work.
Right. And for our listeners in the Atlanta area who would like more information about the concert and you do not have access to a computer, please call the following number, which Carl will give you.
Right, it's 678-393-8173. That's 678-393-8173. If you dial that number, we will be able to assist you in purchasing a ticket. I would certainly recommend to our listeners, if you want to purchase a ticket, don't wait, because we are going to be sold out. The auditorium holds 677 seats, and we anticipate that it will be a totally sold out event. So don't wait. I don't think you're going to get tickets at the door at all.
Wow.
Well, I want to add too that you know, it's not how much money you make, it's how much money you keep. And my understanding is that if you go ahead and you pre-register and get your ticket, that it's $15, and if you wait until you get to the door, it's $20 for adults. So it's how much you keep, and also lets them have accountability, and so you save yourself $5 by pre-registering. And for those people that just want the knowledge, it's at the Miller Grove High School at 2645 DeKalb Medical Parkway in Lithonia, Georgia. And I just want to add something that I thought was pretty neat. Not only are you doing this benefit event, but also for those people that want to, I can share that with one of the things that my daughter was saying was that she was my baby, who's 6 years old. She said that she saw some kids, and she says maybe they would like some of my toys. And I thought that was kind of interesting. And I said, you know, it's kind of interesting that a lot of times kids, particularly here in America, have so much that they don't realize just how much they have, and they don't, you know, they don't play with all the toys that they have. Maybe sometimes they'll even really open up some of the toys, I don't know. But the bottom line being is that, you know, they can share, you know, what they have with other individuals. I thought that was so sweet of her to want to share her toys during this holiday season. And with you all asking for people to bring an unwrapped toy for a child or a gift for an elderly person, I thought that was a really, really nice thing to do.
I agree. And thank you for bringing up that point, because, yes, we are asking our guests to do bring a gift, a toy, which would be sent back to Jamaica for some of these children that we support. And I know, Margaret, I haven't spoken about who exactly are these children that we support. And I'd love to take a few moments to talk about that, if you will.
Sure.
We support what we call the forgotten children of Jamaica. And these are teenagers who are illiterate. An alarming number of Jamaican teenagers are functionally illiterate. The percentage of boys is higher. I believe it's somewhere in the region of about 13% of boys aged 15 are considered functionally illiterate. And somewhere around 8% of girls aged 15 are considered functionally illiterate. That's an alarming number for a developing country, for a country that has to compete in an international marketplace. Yet still, you know, Jamaica is a country of diverse experiences. You know, we have produced some of the finest minds and brains in this world. You know, we have tremendous Rhodes Scholars and folks who have done so well. But at the same time, you know, we have those kids who are less fortunate and have just not been able to complete school for various reasons. And so in Integrity Children's Fund, we are trying to solve that problem of ensuring that a teenager who is unable to read and write will get the opportunity to learn to read and to write and to complete their education. And so that is our passion, you know, to help those children, and hence our vision to bring hope and opportunity to the unfortunate children in Jamaica.
Well, that's quite commendable. And, you know, it's interesting because I went, you know, that the CIA has a web presence called it's not Facebook, but it would be like a similar name.
Right. right.
And I was reading some of the statistics that you just mentioned, and I was really quite alarmed at the percentage of teenagers that they mentioned in their statistics that are illiterate. Because when I was growing up in Jamaica, of course, there were not as many people, and I don't think the statistics was that bad. As far as I know, but it seems like, and you mentioned about the boys being more than the girls, all of that. They have some very good statistics, which I am planning. I think a lot of Jamaicans living abroad don't, you know, we don't get a lot of the information, especially those that have left long ago, like me. I'm here almost 50 years. Don't get a lot of information about what is happening currently. And I was happy to see that website because, you know, I think they have the right statistics. I noticed it was updated recently this month.
That's the CIA website is maintained. It covers, I believe, all countries in the world.
Right, it does. Yes.
And it's fairly credible. But what we have found in our experience is that the children who are mostly affected are children from very poor communities.
Mm-hmm.
And these communities are communities where there's a common thread, and that is the absence of a father, the absence of men. And I'm talking about, you know, communities in Western Kingston. You know, we support, the 12 schools that we support are, in fact, in Trenchtown. And the one school called Operation Restoration Christian School caters to and take teenagers off the street, rehabilitate them, and then I'll prepare them to take what's called a grade 9 achievement test at about age 15, which will allow them to go to a quote-unquote a regular high school as we know it. Mm-hmm. And that school has been functioning now for about 10 years with enormous successes. This year, I believe it was 8 children from that school who were successful in the grade 9 achievement test, and most of them could not read 3-letter words 2 years ago.
Wow!
Amazing, and I've been to Trenchtown many times, and it's really disheartening to stand and just to listen to a 13-year-old boy trying to read 3-letter words and struggling. Now, what hope is there for that young man, 13 years old? He can't read, he can't write. You know, how is he going to, you know, be able to sell himself and demand an income that will allow him to raise a standard of living, to support a family? And so the end result is crime,
right?
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Crime, violence, and a premature ending of a life.
Right.
And who knows how many other lives that, you know, person would be predisposed to end.
Right. Another thing came to mind as you were saying that is, you know, that they are, especially the boys and the girls too, are old enough to reproduce, you know, to have babies.
Right.
And yet they don't have the skills to take care of those babies.
Right.
They really don't. So, you know, it's like a never-ending chain of reproducing the same if change is not made.
Yeah, I want to just add to that and say that, you know, that's evident right here. It becomes a perpetual cycle. And as a mother who does a lot of time in school, I remember being in my children's middle school. My daughter's middle school now. My son was in middle school a couple of years ago. And I remember when he was in middle school and sitting in his class. At that time, he was in eighth grade. And I remember sitting in his class. And it was really interesting for me to be in the classroom and see where a teacher would say to a young guy, here, why don't you read this portion, John? And John would say, no, that's okay. Let Joe read it. And the teacher would say, okay, Joe, you read it. And let John skip reading it as opposed to saying, well, John, or taking him aside and figuring out, okay, we might need to get you some help or something because One of the things that's kind of interesting is just that point that you're making. Once a child gets to the point, particularly a man child, I think, because men child have a sense of pride about them, and if they leave a certain segment in their school and they move to another one, their pride won't let them go backwards sometimes.
Right.
I think that one of the things that what you're doing is bridging a gap to allow them to go over that bridge, and it's okay for you not to have the knowledge and resource, because a lot of people in this category that we're crossing this bridge don't have it, so don't be ashamed, and let's help you. We're here to help you. But when you don't have that bridge to move forward and see that it's not just you, John, there's a lot of us, there's a lot of you that have this situation that's going on where you missed something, and now we're going to help to bridge it. And here, when I saw this happening, I went to the administration, and I said, do you not realize that the teacher is allowing them to not have the knowledge, you know, not pressuring them to go in and read, or taking them aside while the other child is reading and says, you know, we might need to get you in another course or another segment to bring you up to snuff, as opposed to saying, well, let me just pass you along, even though you're not up to snuff, because it's exactly what you're saying. You can go down the streets right now, I mean, and see that these children said, you know what, just forget about it. They didn't care then, and they're not going to care now, so I'm just going to resort to crime. You can see them on the corners and everything. And, to me, that is so critical to understand that we are our brother's keeper, that it is important for us to reach back and understand that one day, even though they might be in Jamaica, one day they're going to knock on somebody's door, and you may not like what you see because you have not bridged that gap. And I just really commend you all on trying to bridge the gap for those young men that are, you know, wanting to, or their families are wanting them to move to the next level. And I think it's just a phenomenal thing.
Well, I want to thank you for that, Donna. And I see where Dr. Parker has joined us. But before I say hi to him and let him interact here, I wanted to mention to Donna and our listeners, I tell you, I'm really very impressed with this association, this organization, because one of the things that they are passionate about, Donna, is not only assisting the teachers with their salaries, but they're also involved in making sure that they have assistance in the form of workshops, seminars, and courses of studies to make them better teachers. You know, so these guys are, this organization is really getting it right and getting it done right, because it seems like they have put all the things in place to not only make what they're doing successful, but the end results when it comes to the what's being done for the children. You know, you have organizations sometimes that will be able to be great fundraisers and get donations, but they don't follow it through. But these guys are doing that, and you know, I'm just so excited. And at this point, I want to welcome Dr. Parker. You're on.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. You can see great. I'm a passionate old lady, and I'm just giggling and getting all excited when I read all these wonderful things that you guys are doing.
Well, thank you. I don't know about you being an old lady. Passionate, I understand.
Yeah, I call myself a senior. And I wanted to ask, I know that you're a medical doctor, and you're also, I understand, a great producer and director and actor. And I've been here for so many years, and I've never seen your performance. So if you see someone in the back or the front or wherever I am getting all excited and giggly, it's me.
Okay.
All right. Pardon?
I appreciate the fact that you're going to be there.
Oh, yes, I wouldn't miss
really
it.
I'm really happy when people come out and support. Yeah, so I don't know that I need necessarily spend too much time about me. I am a physician. I was in private practice for about close to 10 years. before actually migrating to the U.S. But my heart has always been in the give back. So when I graduated from med school, I was soccer team physician from my high school, and I can give a shout out to Woolmas.
Wow.
So for about 9 years, I was the team physician for the Manning Cup squad. I worked with my church clinic, kind of focusing on the elderly and kids. So that's always in my heart. I've always tried to find an opportunity to kind of to live out that which is my faith. And the Lord has kind of blessed me with an ability to take sometimes serious matters and make light of it so that you get people's attention. And so that's what we've been doing over the last 8 or so years. Integrity, we've had these Christmas concerts that have just grown. We started out, as you probably know, in a little church hall with maybe 100-and-something folks, and you know, it was a nice evening, and now it's become a major production. You know, this year, there are nearly 25 kids in the cast, so we're hoping for good things and that people come out and have a great time.
I know they will. And do you have a specialty in your practice?
No, actually, I was a general practitioner at home. I actually, I wouldn't say I got frustrated. There was a need for me to actually learn the system of healthcare. I got a little bit frustrated while I was practicing at home, seeing primarily the elderly, who in my mind had kind of served the nation well. And I remember once having a diabetic patient who was about 70-something come in, and she was always out of control, never controlled her diabetes. And as it turned out, she was, as they say in Jamaica, shot in her insulin. So there were days that instead of taking what was the usual correct dose, she would kind of dilute it down to be able to make it last for the period of time, because she just didn't have the money to you know, keep refilling her prescriptions. And that's when I realized that I was of the viewpoint that, you know, health is a right, and so to the extent that the system that we live in ought to be helping others, especially those who don't have the ability to get healthy. And so I came here and did some studying. I'm actually engaged in public health. Actually, I'm not in clinical practice at this time. I'm a public health health systems researcher, and spent a lot of time working with communities, legislators, and other stakeholders in health to try and see if we can change the system.
Wonder.
With a view to going back home and doing exactly that. So.
Oh, that's great. And how long have you been here in the Atlanta area?
I've been here for the last 8, almost 9 years.
Oh, great, great, great. But you know that person you were talking about?
Uh-huh.
That 70-year-old person?
Right.
Well, except for the other parts. I mean, I'm also in my 70s, and I'm diabetic, too.
Right.
Thank God I don't have to dilute my medication.
Yeah, it was just amazing to me what she was actually trying to do just to get by.
Right.
So the frustration of the system is that you know what you want to do, but it's hard to do it because you don't have all that you need, and people don't have all that they need.
Right, right. Well, I want to commend you because I understand that you are just such a great performer, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. But your ability to organize and train the kids is one thing, but the other thing is that the purpose behind it is really your true passion. Because
right.
As I listen to you talk about, you know, what happened before you came here, you always had the desire to be helping people. And
right.
the fact that you have found a group here that you can really get together with to really make that passion come alive, I think is just a blessing.
Right. Kids are not very complicated, and so I really enjoy the opportunity work with young folks. Interestingly enough, the cast, as it stands, some of them not that young anymore. I mean, we started those as the picnic them, and one of our youngest members, who was probably about 3 or 4 at the time, is obviously now almost 13.
Wow.
Those who were teenaged at the time are now grown. We have a couple of characters who are married. But we have some adults who are still, like many of us, children at heart.
Uh-huh.
Who understand what we're trying to do, and who I believe in all of us, there's an actor or an actress. Some of us just give it voice, Most of us go to our deathbed without trying, but I think in all of us there's the ability to imagine and to play out the things you imagine. And so it just allows these kids to kind of enjoy, especially at Christmas time, enjoy the season in a way that allows others to see into the lives of some of those kids at home. So it's been fascinating teaching some straight up patois. And then just watch them actually enjoy each other's company. So it really is a wonderful thing to observe.
Right, and I must say that, you know, in Jamaica, and when I was growing up, it's that the pantomime, we would go and hear the patois, and it was really just amusing, and we could understand, and, you know, we look forward to it. We really look forward to it because you just relax and have a lot of fun.
Right, right.
Remembering now that I'm talking about the 50s, the 40s, and perhaps the 30s, you know what I mean? Way
I'm not,
back then.
I'm not too far behind you. But,
no, please. Oh, Lord.
Okay,
well,
I was just wondering, you know, I don't know if it's just me or not, you know, because I'm a friend of Jamaica, and I don't know if Jamaicans would feel the same way or not, but when I was looking at it, it says, remember Sarge and the play, Sarge and the Pickney Dem.
Right, you got it.
I was like, okay, so now what is this? And what is, it says remember, so is this a saga or is this, and then who is Sarge and who is the Pickney Dem?
Right. So this year the theme is Joy to the World. And what we've done is, as we've grown, we've tried to, we have some tremendous talent. You know, when you look at Judy Mott and you look at John Williams, we can't thank these guys for the way in which they, you know, come and support the effort in a very big way. So part of what I think is a comfort to the kids is the fact that, hey, there's some real talent here with people who are gifted and play music, and folks are going to be fine. So it allows them to relax and allow their own talents to come forth. And so over the last couple of years, we've gotten, I think, good enough to begin the process of giving our concerts themes. Last year it was a Christmas Carol, and we had a year it was Starlight and Clappers. And so this year it's Joy to the World. And it borrows from what is Christmas, the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ came in to bring joy to the world. And it borrows from what I believe is the fact, you know, all Jamaicans are born to beat the world, as was so ably demonstrated during the Olympics this year. And so there is a kind of Olympic theme running throughout it. There's a Christmas theme running throughout it. And all through it, it kind of highlights the resiliency of the Jamaican child, and especially the Jamaican child who's had a really hard start in life. And so each year, I think, you know, the characters are different, the storyline is different, but the connection between Christmas and our kids and the resiliency of our kids is what we try to maintain. So it's not much a saga, it's just the thematic and the constancy in us just always redirecting folks and increasing their awareness about what's going on with our children. And this year in particular, it's been a rough year for kids at home. I don't know how much you follow the stories there, but when you talk about missing children and some of the abuses that have gone on, it just seems like it's been more this year than any year. And so we wanted to focus some attention to that we're about raising hope and providing these kids with, you know, just the opportunity to think that they can be something bigger, better than some of the adults around them are want to tell them. So I think that might be explaining this whole saga and remember Sarge and I think it really is just about just understanding when you come in there, you're going to connect with what is Jamaican and what is Jamaican, what is that, what are things that are commonplace in the lives of Jamaican children. And as you know, children are interchangeable.
Right. Well, Donna has never been to Jamaica. And Donna,
we'll change
reading,
that, Donna.
Right. And Donna is reading from, I did the promo on our site, Blog Talk Radio. And for our listeners, you're listening to Backyard Lavrish. And we promoted it, remember Sarge and the Pygmy Dem? Well, Sarge will be our featured guest. He is Chris Parker, medical practitioner and director of the show. So that's what Donna was referring to.
Right.
And I'd like to tell you, Sarge, that this platform is very popular and people from all over the world surf and listen to the shows that might catch their interest.
Excellent.
So we're encouraging our listeners online and those that are listening silently. We have some that are not waving their hands, so I'm not opening up the mic to them. But we want to welcome them anyhow, and we want to invite them to go to our website, www.backyardlabrish.com. We have all sorts of news on Jamaica and fun things for you to do, like ask a senior if you have a question or share one of our old-time sayings with us or tell us what it means to you. So we want to welcome everybody, and we have a couple of minutes left. And I want to give Carl and Dr. Parker a chance to give some parting remarks about their organization and their upcoming event.
Margaret, let me do this. I assume you'll be able to take video clips on your website.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
We're going to be taping the concert, and I promise to ensure that you will receive some files that you can put on your website to give your audience a sense of what the concert was all about.
Wonderful.
We will get that to you, and you know, we'd love to share that with your audience and to the rest of the Jamaicans across the world. And of course, Integrity Children's Fund is not just limited to the United States. Wherever you are in the world, if you feel a need to give back to Jamaica and you want a credible organization, then look no further than Integrity Children's Fund. Please visit us on our website, integritychildrensfund.org, and make contact with us. We are in the business of changing lives of the unfortunate children in Jamaica, and we would welcome your partnership. I want to say thanks to Dr. Chris Parker for his, you know, giving his time and talent in putting this concert together, and the rest of the Pygmy Dem who are busy working with him, and of course some hardworking concert planners. And of course, I just want to also remember our chief sponsor, Air Jamaica.
Wonderful. Dr. Parker?
Well, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to give voice to the work that is going on, and just ask particularly those listeners, those who are following online, who live in the Atlanta area, to come out and support the cause. I'm very aware sometimes that we have causes that you don't necessarily enjoy supporting. You go because you have to, but this is really event that we try and make it enjoyable for the entire family. We've taken steps this year to try and reduce the ticket price to ensure that, you know, the family can still come out in these hard economic times that we find ourselves in. So I'm encouraging folks to come out, give support, and as Carl has pointed out, I mean, there is the opportunity, even if you can't come out, to give to the work, to participate, and not just give of your financial resource, but of your time and of your talent, to the extent that kids who didn't necessarily start out with, as I said to them, a gold spoon in their mouth, to have a little bit more hope as they grow older that, you know, just maybe they can achieve and become something great, as you see in both have demonstrated. So I would part by saying Jamaica to the world. I hope to see you soon.
Amen. Well, we'll be there on the concert night. And to my listeners all over the world, I want to just reiterate the fact that the children of the world are our future. And so we ask all the Jamaicans that remember the wonderful times we had when we were growing up in Jamaica. As children, to give back to the children of Jamaica. Donna?
Yes, well, I just want to say, you know, first and foremost, you know, quick question. I know we're running out of time. But you said something about that you had to teach the children patois, and I'm just wondering now, you know, as a friend of Jamaican and Jamaicans, I mean, do we need the little translation sheet, or will we be okay?
No, you'll be okay.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. And the plan is throughout the entire production to try and ensure, I keep telling people that I'm multilingual, so to try and ensure that folks follow what's happening. And there's some straight-up American-accented pieces as well, just because I know our audience is pretty diverse. So you'll be fine. And if you have a question, put your hand up.
I just want to share with everyone, you know, it's kind of like to me, like one of the things that you all are doing, something that I firmly believe in. You know, in America, we looked at Hurricane Katrina. It hit, and people were astounded. They could not believe that there was poverty and that it took so long for people to come at their aid. And there were people that were superstars that, just like you and Mr. Chambers, that were professionals in your lives that knew the plight of Louisiana. And why did they have to wait until Hurricane Katrina hit before they wanted to come and help? But one of the things I commend you on is that you're not even waiting for Hurricane Katrina. You already understand that, you know what, I have a responsibility, because to much that is given, something is definitely expected for you to give back, and much is deserved for that, and, you know, for commend you for that. And that is what you all are doing, is you're not waiting for the hurricane to hit. You're already there. And then when the hurricane hits, you're already in place anyway to help with making sure that everything is restored back so that the children don't suffer a long-term effect. And so I just really want to say to you all that I commend you, but also I want to share with everyone. Again, go to integritychildrensfund.com. Get your tickets. Get them early. They're $15 for adults, $10 for children that are 12 and under. I'm going to share with you, as a person that goes to the movie and take my children. I have a ton of them. We've got three still here at home. And you go to the movie, I mean, it's $10 for me and my husband, and then we still got to pay like $8 for our children, even the 6-year-old. And by the time you get some popcorn and then you get some drinks and everything, you're out like $60, $70, and you barely know, can hardly even concentrate on the movie. And you hope that it's going to be a good movie. And so to have an opportunity to go online and buy tickets to an event that affects a number of children and makes a difference in their lives, and it's a charitable organization that you can actually write off on your taxes at the same time and give your family and your children a great event, go to integritychildrensfund.com and buy your ticket early. And I just want to, again, thank you all, and also remind everyone, including you all, to go to backyardlabbers.com and just check out the site, build a profile so that we know that you're there. Give us your input on how we can do better. And, again, thank you all so much for what you do. Back to you, Ms. Margaret.
Okay. Well, as Donna said, you know, we want to build a community of Jamaicans, Jamaicans, and people like Donna who just love Jamaica or love learning about our culture. And I know there are lots of networking sites out there, social networking sites, but ours is unique because we're a bunch of expatriates who are all over the world, and we want to share our stories with one another and the world. And what better place to have them than in the backyard? And so I want to believe that we are leaving footprints for other generations all over the world, because, you know, Jamaicans are scattered just everywhere. And some of us have been away for a long time. You know, I don't know anything much about the independent Jamaica because I was here when Jamaica became independent. And now that I'm retired and my children are grown and at the moment not really excited about Jamaica, but I know that they will, as you know, after I leave, they'll want to know about my country and how I grew up, and perhaps my grandchildren may want to do that. So at Backyard Labrish, we are leaving footprints so that they can not necessarily follow, but at least know about us. after we're gone. So that's what I want to share with my listeners. And Dr. Parker and Mr. Chambers, I want to thank you again and welcome you again. You're making this old lady proud. Okay.
Yeah.
So I look forward to seeing you at the concert.
All right. See you there. Keep the lavish going.
All right. Thanks again. And join us. Even if you're not our guest, just join us every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. We're going to be lavishing about something.
All right, ma'am. You take care of yourself.
Guys.
Bless you.
Thank you very much.
You're good.
Bye-bye.
Well, I think that was great.